What would you give to increase sales by 8% at your restaurant? Restaurants leveraging the power of Yelp Guest Manager paired with Yelp Ads enjoy up to an 8% monthly lift in diner bookings through Yelp. It makes sense, right? Millions of people use Yelp every day to find restaurants, and they're using that same trusted platform to book reservations and add themselves to wait lists. Your restaurant could be busier today. To learn more, visit restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and quote podcast. Yelp internal data 2021. Based on average results from a sample study of restaurants with guest manager that purchased Yelp ads between April and July 2021 in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. Results may vary. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Jamie Oikle, the brains behind runningrestaurants.com, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about restaurant leasing mistakes to avoid, especially with new leases and renewals. This is for everyone. My goodness, Jamie, where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, this one usually hurts the restaurant operator if they've just signed a new lease or they just did a renewal and they start hearing some of these tips and they're like, oh man. So I work with my buddy Dale Willerton, is the owner of theleasecoach.com, and I do some work with Dale. And one of the things he says that I love the most is you don't know what you don't know. And nothing could be further from the truth when you do leases. If you try to negotiate your own deal, and a lot of folks do, there's so many pitfalls you can make because, again, borrowing some of his language, you know, you might do one or two leases as a restaurant operator yourself, or if you're big, maybe you're doing more. But point is, that first one you do, the first time you open a restaurant, you do one. Well, the broker and the landlord, they do hundreds. You know, Dale and his team, they do thousands, and you just can't get it right. So in a lot of cases, you're negotiating against yourself. You don't give yourself enough time. And so I'll share a couple of tips that we talk about when we share information about leasing. And, you know, the number one thing is to create competition for your tenancy. It's not to have the mindset of you having no leverage, but it's creating competition with the landlord for your business, right? It's a big deal that you sign, even though you may feel like they have the leverage. Well, you do have a lot of power. And that shifts from time to time when occupancies shift and pandemic has shifted more in your favor. But creating competition is a big deal, even when you're doing a renewal. Don't just blindly go to your landlord and sign that renewal. Create competition for your tenancy. Big, big opportunity. You have to be willing to walk away from what you think is the best deal because oftentimes it's not. So a lot of tips, a lot of things that people don't think about in their lease, Josh. So they sign a lease and they forget about parking, signage, permitted use. Like you get really caught about the things that you're able to sell. Well, you could be an ice cream shop and you could think, oh, well, we can sell yogurt or we can sell cookies. Well, it's not in your lease. And all of a sudden a cookie store ends up, you know, in the same plaza or a yogurt shop. Well, how come they're in there? Well, there's nothing in your lease about competition, right? There's no clauses. So there's so many gotchas that can get you there. Visibility, things like that will get you. So I have some more notes. We could talk forever. We offer a free book called Negotiating Commercial Leases and Renewals for Dummies. It's right on the leasecoach.com website. You can get a copy of that for a complimentary copy. And there's just tons of resources in there. But what have you done as an operator? You ever got snookered with a lease?
Only every lease I've ever signed. The reason being, and it's really the only thing that I have to add to this, because I don't really have anything tactical because I never signed a lease I was proud to share with anyone else. For me, man, what it came down to more than anything was realizing that optimism is the enemy. Everybody thinks that their restaurant concept is going to flourish, that it's going to do incredibly well. One of the things that I think is so interesting about the industry, and I mean, it's so true of me as well. I've always had such optimism going into like signing a new lease without failing to realize that I am leasing something that was a failed restaurant.
Right.
And before that was probably a failed restaurant. And I think that optimism is critical in our industry to starting up and getting going, but it doesn't serve us in lease negotiations. And so I think that when you look at the lease rates that you're willing to pay, you have to be willing to walk away if you can't make the numbers work, worst case scenario. The lease rate that I paid for the fine dining restaurant, like year one, is the lease rate that I should have been paying year three.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just in the hole. and buried years one and two because we were paying the rate for a restaurant that just wasn't as busy as it could be or should be in order to compensate that. So rent made up 15%, 18% of our total revenue year one, then dropped down to 15% year two, then was down to 12% year three, 10% year four, 8% year five. And as we went through, but when I signed that lease and I said I was going to pay $21,000 a month in rent, I did quick math in my head and I was like, oh, that won't be a problem. I mean, we'll probably make that on a Saturday night. And eventually we did, but not for years. And so I think that optimism is the enemy and we need to come in practical and pessimistic about what our circumstances could be and make sure that our lease reflects the worst case scenario for us.
Well, it's well said. You need to think about those worst case scenarios. Everyone does think the good part about the lease, but it's a lot of times a 5-10 year document. It's a top three expense, you know, food, labor, rent. Okay. And if you get that wrong, it can be the thing that knocks your coffin sealed shut. It is a big expense. It doesn't go away. And so, yeah, be careful with it. You don't necessarily think the agent has your best interest at heart, right? They're just sitting on a commission. They want to push the deal through. So get someone on your side. Again, we have consultants that do that at the Lease Coach and really make sure that deal works for you. And again, there's so many clauses and points that you got to get it right. And I could talk about it all day, but use those tips, reach out, get a copy of the book, figure it out.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.